Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Cassie?
This is she.
Cassie, how are you? This is Kirk Spurrier. I'm calling from Bingo. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good.
So I know you were in here the other day and you won a Disney trip.
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm calling so to inform you that we need you to return those vouchers.
What? Wait a minute. No way.
I'm going to need you to return those vouchers, yeah.
You're joking, right?
No, ma'am. I'm not joking. And after you return those vouchers, I'm going to ask you not to come back to our bingo hall ever again.
Wait a minute. I didn't do anything. I played bingo. I won. I don't know what you're talking about.
You cheated.
I did not cheat.
I have two witnesses who came forward saying that you cheated, ma'am.
Are you kidding me? How do you cheat at bingo? It's three down, three across, up and down. How do you cheat at bingo?
I don't know, ma'am. I don't know how you did it, but we know that you cheated. So I'm going to need you.
I want to know who those people are. You said two people?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who they are because I want to talk to them.
I'm not going to tell you the name of my witnesses. All I need for you to do, bring back the Disneyland trip vouchers.
I'm not bringing back.
Whoa. Jeez.
Tell me, how do you cheat at bingo? How?
I don't know if you brought your own bingo sheets from home or somehow you rigged the ball machine. I don't know what you did.
Oh, what do you think we are? Bingo Ocean's 11 or something? This is not a Vegas casino. It's bingo.
I don't know how many people you had in on this. All I know is you cheated and you should not have that Disneyland trip and I need you to return those vouchers.
Well, I am not returning the vouchers and no, there was nobody but me. And finally, after all those weeks, I won.
So you're refusing to bring back those vouchers for your trip to Disneyland?
Yeah, we're going to Disneyland.
Okay.
We're packing. The kids are happy.
Well, then I'm going to have to get the police involved.
What? I won these fair and square.
They're going to come to your house, slap some cuffs on you right in front of your kids.
So you're going to arrest me in cuffs? Well, I'll guess what? I'm going to see you in court, and I'm going to be laughing at you in Disneyland while you're rotting in jail.
That's what you think. You're going to end up, you will be incarcerated. Do you understand that?
If you think you're going to take this trip away from me and my family, hell will rain upon you.
Are you quoting the Bible to me?
You know what? I've had it with you.
Well, ma'am, you did cheat.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. And I'm going to put my foot up your ass.
Are you always this angry?
When people call me up for stupid things like cheating on bingo, yeah.
Your cousin Joe was right. You get really worked up.
How the hell do you know my cousin Joe?
Oh, because he wanted me to call you.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Oh, my God.
Your cousin Joe set you up. He said that you...
Oh, God, be kidding me. I should have known.
He says that you have the worst temper of anybody he's ever known. And now, I think I agree with him.
Oh, my God. So I'm not under arrest for bingo?
I'd never want to go to a bingo night that you're at, ever. You scare me.
Scare you?
Yeah, did you hear yourself? Jesus. Just bingo, lady.
I said you were going to cuff me in front of my kids.